Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More, with Francisco Fregonio Peña. Active Citizens Build Resilient Cities.
Welcome to a special edition of Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. Here we are at La Colombela, at the UNESCO Worldwide Assessment Program headquarters for the 2019 Winter School on Data-Rich Hydrology. Today, as a special guest, we have our dear friend and colleague, Alexander Tomas, from University of Tartu, Estonia. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your projects and education?
My background is actually geoinformatics, and I started a postdoc project where I do water quality modeling. And because I have to love to catch up with hydrology, I found this winter school extremely valuable. So that's why I came here. I've worked a lot with spatial data sets and spatial data infrastructure, data management, geodata management on different scales in a groundwater project. So there was the challenge was to integrate different data sources, spatial and hydrological data. This is my background.
One of the topics of the winter course was not only open data, but also hydrology, flood modeling, fractals and mathematical equations, programming and so on. So we will be interested in your favorite topic during this whole week.
Actually, there were several really, really interesting talks. Actually, all talks were very interesting. Particularly variable for you, where, for example, Professor Fabio Castelli's talk on data assimilation. Ricardo,
yes.
Hydrological modeling. Professor Bass, history of hydrology as well. Very, very important.
Hydrology was not an easy science as we know it nowadays. Back at the time, it was very difficult to obtain the data and to apply it for flood risk models or just to understand the meteorology of the area. Now, because of the rise of technology and the data revolution, the data deluge called by The Economist in 2015, we have now access to pretty much all data for gauge basins, and this is very important so we can understand how the water cycle works in a particular location, but also the different risks inherent depending on the extreme rainfall events as it could happen. Fortunately, because of the rise of climate change, disasters are becoming even more stronger and frequent in today's world.
Yeah, I agree, and the new methods are really needed to make better use of this new data, this latest data. We have so much data, we don't even know, how good some of that data is and others, how valuable it can be in our models to predict the environmental conditions. So a lot of new methods have to be innovated to better understand the uncertainty in that data and how our models can be improved.
Part of the data revolution becomes filtering. Filtering, analyzing the data, and really understand what can be useful or not, because we understand that there's a lot of trash there and not all of them is very helpful. So as scientists, we have the duty and we have to develop skills to understand which of those data is available for work and could be put at the service of the citizens.
Yeah, there's a few aspects really that I want to iterate. So for example, we had Professor Nardi's presentation about big data and citizen science and how many of the current citizen science projects that collect environmental data should still or could still be considered sort of experimental to see at what quality this data is that is generated and how we can use it in the for hydrological mine support. Another important point was made by Professor Rigon that, and also by Professor Brass, that the models that we build nowadays should be much more physically and process based. We have to better explain all the different variables in the environmental processes.
Not only the variables, but also the uncertainties. Models, there's a lot of uncertainty in the models, and models will never be 100% accurate. But by using the data available, we have to assume and to apply the information that better match the physical processes, characteristics of the area, the vegetation, and with those, be more secure what we are sharing in a particular type of project. People should be aware of that models are not perfect. There's an error factor that should be considered, and citizens have to be aware. Not maps will give you the final answer, but they also have to be aware and take care of themselves during meteorological phenomena, for example.
But not only the citizens, as we scientists, also to be scientists in the future, our research results will hopefully inform policymakers also to, you know, make better decisions in planning. And for policymakers who are often not scientists, it's really important to communicate complicated topics like uncertainty in a very clear and somewhat simple way. So we always have the challenge to address uncertainty really rigorously in our research and our models. But when we then communicate those results to the policymakers, and, you know, city governments, regional and national governments, that we cannot use the same terms and the same complicated language that we actually would want, because we think we have to be very correct. But on the other side, it's also an important challenge for us to be able to communicate with those simply and clearly. And I think Professor Ulm made that a really nice point with his work in the World Water Assessment Program.
Speech should be clear and go directly to the point without the scientific and political argot that I believe citizens are pretty tired of it. And that's another reason why they don't engage with the scientific community, because if we talk, you know, using formulas or very complex speech, they just don't get it, and, you know, they change the channel or they just switch off. They are not interested, and they cannot, even if they have the willingness to learn from us, automatically they turn off, because they don't know what we're talking about. We're talking in a different language. So one of our goals is to deliver in a more effectively simple, easier and faster way what we know to the citizens.
Professor Bernardi's presentation was also really interesting in terms of how he actually applied, you know, really cutting edge science to use a different and new innovative method to estimate the quality of the existing flood maps for Rome, for example. And but then, in order to communicate the results, then made like clear, like a nice simple map that nicely showed the differences between the existing flood maps, flood risk maps, and how the new model would show some different physical processes that would flood areas in different areas than the original model had predicted, which was, for example, because different formulas were used, but this doesn't matter to the audience, right? That at first it was only a purely hydraulic model, and the flood and flow propagation would follow different assumptions because the model is different.
Exactly.
But to learn this, I mean, this concept, I haven't actually not been so clearly made aware in like this summer, this winter school, for example. That was pretty impressive.
Definitely, the technology we have available in our hands will enable to produce more effective mitigation prevention and adaptation strategies for preventing disasters and catastrophes at the local, regional, national, and continental level.
In today's show, we were joined by our colleague Alexander Komash from University of Tartu, Estonia. Here we shared his views about the 2019 Winter School on Data-Rich Hydrology, the challenges and uncertainties of using big data for modeling and delivering effective science communication to society. Join us in raising public awareness and general understanding of science and technology. The importance of sharing research to the world is as important as publishing papers. We need to speak up. If you're interested in submitting your work, send a message to one of our social media platforms. Stay tuned for our next episode, the innovative concept of sponge cities to tackle flood risk in urban areas.
And remember, active citizens
build resilient cities.
Goodbye.
Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Fraponio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.